from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. A historic U.S.-Cuban meeting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro held historic talks Saturday on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama.
You know, I am cautiously optimistic that over the coming months and coming years, that the process that we've initiated, first announced in December, reaffirmed here at the Summit of the Americas, will lead to a different future for the Cuban people and a different relationship between the United States and Cuba.
Mr. Obama also said the majority of Americans support establishing ties with Cuba and that those efforts have the overwhelming support of the Cuban public as well. Mr. Castro told President Obama he is prepared to discuss a number of contentious issues, including human rights and press freedom. He also acknowledged areas of continued disagreement and said resolution of those matters will take time. At least 7 people were killed Saturday in Nigeria as people went to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. The violence comes 2 weeks after Muhammadu Buhari ousted incumbent Goodluck Jonathan in a relatively peaceful election. Voters were electing 36 state governors and 29 of the races contested. Turnout appeared to be weaker than in the presidential vote when former President Jonathan became the first head of state voted out of office in a peaceful change of power. Election monitors reported the 7 people were killed in Rivers State, where it was also said that an office of the Independent National Electoral Commission in Bugama was dynamited. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Obama said Saturday that partisan wrangling over nuclear negotiations with Iran and on other foreign policy matters has gone too far. It needs to stop, he declared during a press conference at the close of the Summit of the Americas in Panama. He said that when he hears some members of Congress, like Republican Senator John McCain, suggest that Secretary of State John Kerry is somehow less than trustworthy in their interpretation of what's in a political agreement than the supreme leader of Iran, that's an indication of the degree to which partisanship has crossed all boundaries, he says. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter has concluded a multi-nation tour of Asia, meeting with U.S. allies. Late Saturday, he visited the U.S. Navy ship John Paul Jones, anchored in Pearl Harbor. VOA's Carla Babbs was there.
When he visited the ship, he was basically looking at some of the newest technology. The John Paul Jones is a testing destroyer, so they go out and they will test different types of defenses and come back and carry the data and relay it to Pacific Command. But that is one of the places where they try to develop these strong new weapons to defeat any potential foes. So he was able to get that. Most of it was classified. I'll be honest, we reporters were not allowed to walk with him. We had to walk to different sections because it was such sensitive information. But it was a great time for the secretary to see what the men and women are preparing and how they can better defend the region.
VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb in Honolulu, Hawaii. Pope Francis marked the 100th anniversary of the mass killing of Armenians, using the word genocide, during a special ceremony today. The term is likely to severely strain diplomatic ties with Turkey. Turkey angrily denies that the massacre constituted genocide, saying that the toll has been inflated and that those killed were victims of civil war and unrest. At the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, American Jordan Spieth has a 4-stroke lead over Britain's Justin Rose heading into the final round today. The 21-year-old Spieth fired a 2-under-par 70 in the third round and a 16-under-par 200 for the tournament. Rose shot a 5-under-par 67 Saturday in his 12-under-par. 2-time Masters champion Phil Mickelson of the United States is in third place. 4-time champion Tiger Woods is in a 5-way tie for fifth place.
I think what I've done all week has been pretty good. Coming from where I came from and having to change my entire release pattern, that was tough. And people have no idea how hard it was to do that. And to come back here and play a major championship and, you know, to be in the mix. Granted, I got to shoot a super low one tomorrow, but at least I've given myself a chance going into tomorrow.
I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.